I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. There's a new world leader on the block who represents 500 million people, but you've probably never heard of him, Herman Van Rompuy. Last night, leaders of the European Union's 27 member nations chose him to be the first president of the European Council, and they named an equally low-profile foreign minister to serve at his side. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
After nearly a decade of discussions and arguments over how to boost the profile and influence of the European Union, the leaders pulled back from the brink. Instead of choosing a high-profile candidate like former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, they chose compromise and got Herman Van Rompuy. Belgium's prime minister arrived at a news conference last night, promising to be subservient to the interests of the European countries he now leads.
Our journey may be towards a common destination, but we will all bring along different luggage. Denying this would be counterproductive.
At his side was the EU's new foreign minister, Cathy Ashton of Britain. Suddenly, one of the most powerful women in the world, Ashton didn't seem to see it coming.
If I can begin by saying it's perhaps a measure of my slight surprise that I don't have a written speech for you. But I've never been short of words to say, and this evening is no exception.
10 years ago, Ashton's biggest responsibility was running a local health authority in a district in southern England. Last year, she was named the EU's trade commissioner. She rejects suggestions she doesn't have enough foreign policy experience.
It's not the case at all. I mean, of course, there are foreign ministers I haven't met, but I've already had a call from my opposite number in my previous job in trade from the United States, and he's put out a very supportive press release. I've worked alongside ministers from across the world. So it's not so unusual in that sense for me to be thinking about taking on this role.
These two choices, low-key, low-profile, consensus-driven politicians, seem to suggest EU leaders want to remain in charge. But it's come at a cost. The former U.S. ambassador to the EU, Rockwell Schnabel, says it was a mistake to reject Tony Blair.
I think personally, if you'd had a choice of the former leader of Great Britain, for instance, the world instantly would have known who they would have to deal with. And I think that that might have been more interesting at the moment.
Van Rompuy may yet become more than just a mouthpiece for the 27 European leaders in the Union. Cathy Ashton may yet take a star turn on the international stage. But Simon Taylor of the magazine European Voice says that for now, being boring is probably a good thing.
I think the decision has been one of these classical European Union sort of compromise decisions. No one's upset. We could have probably had some more exciting, enthralling choices, but we've got people that everyone can live with and will probably do a good job, but not in a sort of flashy way.
For all the talk of being dull, being predictable, there is one thing about the new president on the block that stands out. Van Rompuy likes to write haiku poetry. Just a few weeks ago, he recited one at a press conference highlighting cooperation among Belgium, Spain, and Hungary. Three waves, it began, roll into port together. The trio is home. Herman Van Rompuy may be sharpening his presidential pencil even as I speak. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.